Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the call.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show Wednesday. What a crap day of action and not much going on. A lot going on in the Canadian, though. Boy, I'll tell you, they had some these bankers, they don't get enough of trying to manipulate the system. But really a quiet day. But just remember, today is brought to you by Casper Mattress, and that's CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. Go check it out at Casper.com, CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, there wasn't much going on Wednesday, so let's go back and hear what I had to say on Monday so we can see how good I read the market action, what we're looking for. So let's go back to here we go right now.
The working class can't afford the American dream. And again, these big red circles are your net income after the average income, what's left over. Again, there's a few states that are still very comfortable, but if you go to the major cities, it's hard to exist. And again, nobody says it, nobody cares. It's no big deal. Pension Ponzi exposed, Minnesota underfunding triples. Again, this is just another story in the continuing saga of what we talk about all the time. All right. Now, again, how long can it go on for? I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. You know, when these retirements start to hit, what are they going to do? Where are they going to get the money from? Again, this goes back to why they want to make the system cashless. There's a lot of things at play here. All right. And this is just another one that has hit the tape or the papers. But how many underfunded pensions do you think are out there that we don't know about yet? Okay. So this is the problem. And it does go back to somebody wrote that the sad thing is we vote these politicians in. Well, again, Americans typically, you know, that's the way we've always done it. So, and look, I don't want to make this a Democrat or a Republican argument because I'm really not neither. I'm really more of a center guy, honestly, the truth is. And I guess I'd be more classified as a libertarian, if anything. But my question is very simple, all right, is who could ever want to vote for Hillary Clinton? Again, I don't care if you vote for a Democrat, but she didn't seem like a good candidate to begin with. And I don't want anybody to start yelling at me and get into a debate here, but you would have thought they could have found somebody better after all this time to run. But in the meantime, but we always do things the way we always did it. Okay. I mean, I have friends of mine that voted for her and I go, I can't believe, I mean, I said, I don't care if you vote, you know, listen, if you remember, I said, just vote. I don't care who you vote for, but I just didn't think that she was a very good candidate from in general. But anyways, so what can go wrong? I mean, we just had the jobs number. Okay. So what's the jobs number? It's brutal. All right. 156,000 jobs. We lost more full-time jobs again. So we're down in full-time jobs from the beginning of the year. Okay, we still don't have the healthcare solved. So how are we gonna get people to spend money? Okay, I mean that's again what I continue to say. All right, I gotta love it. But I mean, oh, I don't know. Why does this thing so sensitive? Okay. All right, here we are on jobs. So, I mean, again, we continue to ignore it. Again, it's just something else we kick underneath the carpet and say, okay, it's okay. All right. It's okay with me too. Demonetization called colossal failure that ruined the economy. Well, again, I told you about this. We, you know, India basically outlawed cash. All right. And it's coming here too. You can bet on it. Okay. You know, if they outlaw the actual cash, it makes it easier for them to manipulate the currency. I mean, again, it's this fiat currency system is a joke. Our grocery chain's about to join the retail bankruptcy bloodbath. I don't know. I think there's a pretty good chance. You know, look, Amazon continues to build, continues to grow, continues to cut prices. And at the end of the day, you know, right now, obviously, if you want fresh fruit or fresh produce, fresh meat or whatever, you'd probably still go to a store. But they may figure that out, too, as fast as they can deliver. You know, it's kind of scary. All right. And this is part of the problems with the system, is because not everybody can play in the same arena with Amazon. And that's, I think that's like when I talk about the banks, you know, the big banks play in their own arena as well. And it really shuts out the small business guy. And I think if you allow this to, now you can't do anything necessarily against Amazon, but if you don't make the rules and the playing surface fair, I think you wipe out the middle class. You wipe out the entrepreneurs. And I think that's a bigger tragedy. Jobs report disappoints, hours work drop, earnings and employment under expectations. Again, it's the same all the time. I don't know what they get so excited about. Canada joins Trump with threats to leave NAFTA. All right, you know what they're concerned about, right? That Mexico, they don't pay them any money. So they're concerned because they can't really compete. And again, this is, it's always been my overall argument. But I think one of the biggest problems here is we are in so much better of a shot to compete now than we were, because, you know, we've now lost and broke most of the unions. So you can now restart something at a reasonable wage, and you could actually do a lot of things here. But again, I don't know why you haven't done that yet, but story for another day. Ethereum Bitcoin crash after China declares initial coin offerings illegal. Now, of course, you know that China's got something to do about this, and that kind of goes with their new dollar gold, the yuan gold oil deal. They did crash a little bit, but maybe they crashed a little bit because they've been so extended. You know, and look at how high they go. I mean, it's incredible. But I do think, now I own none myself. I'm going to buy some. Actually, I'm going to buy some BitShares, it's called, because they're like 15 cents. You know, I'm too cheap to step out into the big arena. But I do believe that, you know, this is I think this is the real deal. I had a guy on my radio show, and he explained a lot of it to me. I mean, I knew that there was more to it. And, you know, I've softened my stance. Now, again, I do believe that there's enough interest out there in replacing or trying to get rid of the Fed. And this is one of the ways they can do it. And I think this has banks, we've talked about this before, under a lot of concern, because, again, if this does happen, then they lose a lot of their free edge. So there's a whole bunch of things going on here.
And why else do you think China declared it illegal? Because, of course, they want control of the money. This is the same old story, which is why I think that some of these cryptos have legs. One of my concerns is that every day there's a new cryptocurrency. I don't know, you know, who's going to support all these things. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, again, it's certainly interesting. And certainly, as I said, I'm going to buy some BitShares. But, you know, again, I'm a little bit concerned. And I don't like that every day there's a brand new cryptocurrency coming out. Because, again, to me, that leads to other problems. But we'll see where they go from here. But, of course, the governments hate them because, again, that takes away the control that they have over the money. And I got into a little bit of a spat with somebody on Twitter talking about that this was replacing gold in some ways because it's an alternative currency. You'll tell me what your opinion is, but my opinion is that I'm going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. This is Thursday, the 7th of September, opening night for football. Are you ready for some football? Anyways, make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. And starting next week, Bubba's Bottom Line will be a daily 5-minute market recap that you can get my video call on the market right after the markets close. So make sure you check that out at bubbatrading.com. And don't forget to download the Sporting Edge as well, so you can get the boys' predictions. In the meantime, we will step out here for a break. This is Bubba, The Bubba Show, and I'm going to be right back with more of what I was talking about and what I'm thinking right now after the break. The Bubba Show Top of Hours will be right back. My friends, to the show that never ends. It's The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to go back to listening to some of the nonsense I was spewing the other day. So let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
I don't blame you. I'm afraid of him as well. Like, again, I'm not saying that I'm not giving the green light. I said I'm buying him for 15 cents. All right. I'm saying, but this is coming technology. And the blockchain is so big that it is actually from an explanation. And I can't vouch for it because I really don't know that much about it. But basically what I understand is the blockchain is a technology that's like an open balance sheet that can't be changed by anybody. Everybody gets to kind of see the whole deal. So I don't know. You know, I'll learn more about it as it goes on, but I am going to buy some BitShares just for kicks and grins. Is this time different? All right. Well, here's the missiles over Japan. Boom. And then the nuclear test. Boom. And we're still going higher. So apparently this market is different. Okay. And of course, what would it be without China slamming the trade threat is unacceptable, right? So, you know, this is the problem. And that's where we don't have, you know, this is the problem that's been developed over years here where we've lost our overall iron fist, I guess you would say. Our threats are not taken as seriously as they should be because we have become very soft over the years. And I think that's going to change right now, but we'll see. There is a great crypto documentary on Netflix. Explains the whole here. Okay, great. Thanks. Reading for or wreck cryptos. Well, I don't know if it'll wreck it. It didn't wreck the markets. A fresh competition for Tesla's Model 3. I don't know. We'll see. That's the Nissan. Let's see what happens. In the meantime, Tesla keeps going up. Is it a big, bad Bitcoin bubble? I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, again, I think they're going to break down a little bit. But again, they continue to push their way higher. They break down and then they rally. So it'll end at some time. And of course, according to the guy that I talked to, the Bitcoin itself is more like a Model T now. And the other ones are much better in the way that you transfer and costs and do all these other things. But again, I'm still learning about it. Again, I'm not taking all my money and putting in it, but I do believe that a lot of people, a lot of gold investors and silver investors are buying cryptocurrencies instead because you can, they're a lot easier. Look at, let's look at it from one side of the coin. You can't get, if you had gold, you can't necessarily get it out of your country if you're somewhere else. Even here, you store it in your own wallet, and you can transfer it to your friends and family. And, you know, that was one of the big complaints when Greece was in trouble and the other places. They couldn't get their money out. So, again, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that it looks like it's viable. And lastly, but not least, well, those two things, I guess. McDonald's workers staged company's first strike in Britain. Now, don't these people realize, this is where I don't understand how dumb these people are. And I hate to use those words, but don't they realize that all they're doing is they're going to get their jobs replaced by machines? Do we not understand that that is the coming age anyways? And that if you strike and you push McDonald's hand, you're going to end up with a machine taking your job. Okay, it's already happened at the Domino's and Little Caesars. Okay, they've already cut down. They have a machine that costs 70 grand that they can get eliminate three employees. I just don't understand why we can't kind of get that. You know, that you force companies to automate and you force yourself out of a job. And of course, North Korea is begging for war, and I don't know what the whole plan behind this is. And I don't even know, I'm not so sure that China isn't behind it. Okay, but we'll see. Anyways, enough of my blather. Let's get to some stocks and let me catch up on the comments. What bit is it? I think it's BitShares. I'll let you know tomorrow, but I think it's BitShares. It's called New York City tokens are made from the same material. Same material as what? Monero. Okay, I heard of Monero. That's something new. Yeah, Bitcoin's made of nothing. It's made of air. That's always my concern. XRP by Ripple is only 21. Okay, I can check that out. Do you think DC might launch a few cruise missiles? I really think is if it's going to come to a war, we're going to blow them up right away. It's going to be, you know, you remember the old joke? It's going to be a two-hit fight. I'm going to hit you and you're going to hit the floor. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think they're going to give them a chance to do any retaliation. If we go, they're just going to knock them out. I think that's going to be what it's going to be. That's my opinion. Hillary Clinton is respected with both sides of the aisle and worldwide. And she actually smart, unqualified, is sociopath. Okay, again, I'm not going to get. I tell you, I don't want to get into politics. I'm not going to argue with you, but I'll leave that be. Okay. Yes, we are getting extended by the bitch tonight. Well, what the hell? It's a holiday. You get me. All right, anyways. Apple. Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima. So I thought 162 was a sell. Well, I guess not. It's not 165. All right. And basically, we went again. We hit 162, and we would have turned over, but of course, the markets turned around, and up we go. Obviously, a lot of excitement on the iPhone 8. I mean, me, I don't buy into that. But right now, I can't give you, the only thing I can give you legit now would be to say you could look the bid buyer at 162. I am still short myself personally, and I'm going to stay short Apple for a while. Okay, now, again, I'm short it through some, you know, lower risk strategies, which you guys all know what I do. But in the meantime, I'm not so convinced, but that would not be the right trade for me to recommend because I'm kind of going against it. But I'd set this trade up, so I'll let's see how it plays out before I jump the other way. But in the meantime, 162 would be looked to be probably a buyer on a pullback. Amba, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. All right, so we said look to sell it. Well, of course, we never had a chance to sell it. Now, this would have been a perfect case, okay, that if we had any real action in the market, that we would have gone short into earnings, okay? And again, I've done that before. You've heard me say, you know, go long or short, but this was a perfect setup to think about short. We were up at the 55 level. We were at the upper end of a band, and bang, there's the earnings. They'd already priced it in, and they oversold them to the downside. So now what do we do? Well, now this would be a little more of a higher risk kind of trade, but certainly – I think that you probably want to look to be a buyer somewhere down here, at least for a trade. Now, again, it's a little bit riskier because, you know, we're trying to fish for the bottom. But one of the ways you can fish is you can turn over to like a 20-minute chart or a 10-minute chart. And when that starts to trend higher, you can take your opportunity to step in. Certainly, I wouldn't have a problem selling put spreads down here. Or, you know, doing some type of bullish strategy with minimal risk, even a ratio, something like that, I would certainly look to step in. I think, you know, anywhere around here would be a reasonable spot to take a look at it. Again, it may eventually go to zero, but I think it'll get a pop before it goes there. Amazon, Alpha Michael Zulu November. Okay, so we wanted to look to be a buyer at 920 and a seller at 960, and we're 980. I think this is a great spot to sell this at 980 as well. Again, that was our secondary level anyways. I think this is, again, we basically started the correction here. And one of the things I noticed interesting when I was doing the Bubba report for the month is, you know, I track my own indexes and I have my own combinations. And my tech index was down for the month, even though the NASDAQ made a new high. That tells me something that, you know, we've got some things going on. And I think that that's, you know, why I look to be a seller here. So I think this is a great opportunity to take a stab at the 980 level. Certainly, you know, again, we don't want to step out and get crazy, but you know, maybe you can sell call spreads if you want, or you can watch and wait. I mean, again, there's no urgency here to step in. It's just something you want to look at.
And of course, that's really kind of what we're talking about. It's about trying to find the right levels and the right opportunities. And of course, trying to get a good night's sleep, which would be Casper.com. And of course, this segment is being sponsored by Casper.com. And, you know, they've got that brand new technology in their mattress, bringing the springy foam and for that great night's sleep with a 100-night free trial. And for you to get $50 off your next mattress purchase, all you have to do is go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. That is CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. In the meantime, don't forget it's opening night for football tonight. Can't wait. Ready to go. The college season is going, and we get the pros going now. And of course, make sure that you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download every day The Bubba Show. And of course, the weekend, the Sporting Edge with the Xander. And of course, they're just chomping at the bit to get this football season going. So we've always had a great handicapping in football and always had hit somewhere around 57-58%. So go check them out. And in the meantime, we're going to step out of here for break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. And we're going to come back and go to our interview with Rural Rally Radio. And we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Mm-hmm. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, every Wednesday morning, we do our interview with Rural Rally Radio, and now John is the new guy taking over from Marlin. So let's go visit with John and see what I got to say about the agricultural field. Let's go to Rural Rally Radio now.
Todd Horowitz with Bubba Trading is here with us. Good morning. How are you this morning, Todd?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am terrific, sir. Did we overdo it yesterday in the grains? Is that why the pullback?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the truth of the matter is, from a trading perspective, you like to see lower openings because then they usually bring in strength. It's kind of backwards, but you typically get the weak hands sell overnight, and then the strong hands come and buy the dips in the morning, and that's usually the right rotation. That if you're seeing a bull market, you would see lower openings and higher closes, which is more important. So that's what I'm. You know, the sell off this morning is so minimal right now that it's I think it's terrific. I'm not at all concerned. I think we see probably a little pop from here, and wouldn't be surprised to see another update today.
One of the things that I've always heard is you don't want to just go straight up or straight down. The little steps just like this, like you illustrate. So that's giving some producers a little bit of hope this morning that, we'll have to wait and see what the combine says. But so far, chopping sideways wouldn't be disadvantageous.
No. Listen, one of the things you don't want to see, unless you have a position on, you don't want to see like big, you know, limit up moves or limit down moves, you know, because again, they usually fail and fizzle. Here, if you can get, you know, we want to build a nice base here, and we want to see a reason for other money to come in besides, you know, just for the purpose, obviously, of what the grains are for. So if we can start to attract some of the alternative money as well, that pushes prices even higher. And this is the kind of chart action and the kind of patterns that you would look for to see that. And that's my whole theory is of these, you know, I haven't talked a lot before, but, you know, these higher prices that I'm looking for are based on, you know, part of the alternative money coming in to buy here as well.
So what does this do for the charts right now that we've got this little bit of a bump here?
I think it does good. I mean, I think that we look solid. We look really good here. And we came down to what I would say was, you know, I would call it the last chance, right? You know, the 345 in corn was about, if they couldn't hold that, then it was going to get really ugly. And we did. So now we're starting to go a little bit sideways here at 355. And now if we can build a new base here, then we can start to go to our next target, which would like be 370, 375, and hopefully work our way back up into the fours.
Okay, to hit that 375 or even break through and probe above it, is it going to continue to take this news from the weather? Is that going to be the driving force behind this, you think?
I mean, the weather won't hurt it, but I think one of the things we have to remember is that money always tells the story, and where the investors want to be and where the actual action is, where the supply and demand is. But remember, one of the things that we don't take into consideration enough as farmers and producers is that if we start to see some selling in the equity markets, they're going to be looking for places to go. And the greatest spot to go right now for an alternative investment would be the grains. I mean, they're extremely well priced here. I mean, you know, they're very low. And I think that they have an opportunity to go a lot higher. And I don't think they have an opportunity to go a lot lower. So I would look for that money to flow into here as well. So that brings in additional capital and new money into that we haven't expected. So that's not only does it happen to what happens on the combines, what happens in the fields, but also happens what happens with the money.
Todd, how much old crop do you think is still left out there that needs to make it its way to town? The reason I ask that is because this steady climb could slowly start to bring some of that old crop into the system.
It may do so, but I think that the truth of the matter is that the guys that know how to hold old crop, the guys who can afford it, because there's a big difference in having it and being able to hold it, because, of course, we know if you can store it yourself with no cost, then you can hold it for an extended period of time. I think there's still a lot out there, but I think that it's not going to come to market so fast because, of course, these guys know that they can hold longer and wait for higher prices. And I don't think you're going to see much old crop unless it's really needed to come out until we get back closer to four.
We really pushed the dollar down again. That's going to, in long term, that will probably help exports a little bit too. That'd be another shot in the arm.
Yeah, but you know what? I think, John, that we've already accounted for this weak dollar. You know, the dollar's been really weak all the way through. And of course, if you take a look at the dollar and you look at the grains, they've both gone down together in symphony. And I don't know that it's that big of a deal today. You know, we're already so cheap now with the dollar that I don't think another couple of pennies is going to make a heck of a lot of difference. I think what you really see is a lot of things that we don't have quite the growth that we thought we had. I think we're getting some bad information on some other fronts, and I think that's really what you see. And I think we're going to start to turn around with or without the dollar. Even if the dollar starts to go up, I'm not concerned. I think we're going to see higher grain prices going forward.
Mr. Todd Horowitz here with us with Bubba Trading. And Todd, hang on for just a moment. We're going to take a real quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the livestock trades with Bubba Trading here with us. This cattle market, I want to get into this just a little bit. Cash is anticipated to be a little bit stronger this time around. I see asking prices this morning, Todd, coming in about 107 plus in the south, 168, 170 in the north. Some are very, very quietly and very, very carefully saying tongue-in-cheek that maybe the bottom is in.
Well, I think the bottom is in. I mean, I targeted 105, 104 is my major levels of support anyway, so I'm very comfortable that the bottoms are in. I mean, as I always give full disclosure, I first like the 110, 112 level, but I do like this, and I'm not afraid. I think that many have talked about, you know, sub-dollar again, as we had last October, and I don't see that. I think that we've found some great levels. I think if you look at the formation, we're in nice contango now, and I think we continue to work our way higher, or at least hold the support level by working our way higher. And I think the feeders, we targeted 139, 140, and of course, I think 139.10 was a low, and that we're very comfortable buying feeders as well here and looking this there. I think they worked their way to much higher prices.
Do you think the feeder cattle market is going to be watching the corn market and just be uneasy about it with corn starting to rebound a little bit now?
You know, again, this is one of the things that happens in markets, and I think one of the things that happens with investors or with farmers, and we get too involved with what used to happen. And again, eventually it will correlate the price, but if you've noticed, feeders came well down as corn was coming down at the same time. It was not logical, and I think that's one of the things, you know, it always works eventually, but they don't always work together. And I think you have to be worried about the correlation. I think the first thing I was concerned about is that feeders would hold 139 and 140. Otherwise, I thought that technically they'd break down. There'd be some big selling coming in. So they did that. So now if they can, you know, if corn goes higher, I mean, I think they can stomach corn, you know, another 20 or 30 cents higher. I think if it gets much higher, I think then you might see some pressure. But again, I think there's going to be a much bigger demand than we're expecting, and I think there's going to be more money flowing in. So I'm not concerned about that right here.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Well, yesterday we kind of firmed the, well, maybe I shouldn't say firm, maybe chopped sideways a little bit, the product market, the beef cutout market. That seems to have stopped. It's a terrible backslide. We've still got a pretty narrow spread between the choice and select. But is that also an indicator of where this cattle market could be headed?
It could be. But again, a lot of that stuff is already kind of priced in the markets, John. You know, I'm a big believer that the markets are well ahead of anything else that we eventually see or hear on the street, unless it's like a total surprise. And I think that's been already kind of priced in the markets. You know, I think the big shops know what that news is going to be ahead of time, basically just by, because you can kind of calculate it out if you're following along. And I think that the numbers get priced in before we ever see them. So I'm not a big believer of watching outside information nor watching reports. I really just think the price will guide me the way that they're trading, and that's what I always watch for.
Very interesting. All right, what do you make of this hog market? A little bit of hope shining here a little bit, and now we've got these new plants coming online. Everybody's talking about that. Just learned about another Tyson plant going in Kansas. It seems like there could never be another bad day here.
Well, you know what? Actually, we were bearish hogs, and we said we were targeting 60 in October, and of course we went a little bit below there, but 60 was a great number, and I felt that was a good spike to step in, and I think you're going to see some higher prices here. Now, again, I would expect to see probably a little selling in the next day or two. Just I don't like those straight $3 up moves or whatever. I mean, they're fine if you're long and you're ready to get out. But if you're looking for them to build a longer term model, I think you'd like to see a little bit of a sell off and then see some attract some new money and push them through the highs. But you'd rather go up. I'd rather go up a buck and a half 5 days in a row than 2 days of $3. That would be the way I'd like it.
You feel pretty good about that support at 60?
I do. I think it's going to be solid, and I think we're going to start to see a pretty good turn here as well. So I'm pretty bullish the entire agricultural space here right now.
That's good. That's good to hear. All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and ask more questions, they can do that, right?
Absolutely. They can reach me. They can email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, or they can just call me on my phone at 847-722-7800 anytime. I'm happy to talk and happy to answer questions. Got a lot of free webinars and things. So anytime, give me a call. I'm ready.
A deep well of wit and wisdom, Mr. Todd Horowitz with Bubba Trading. Todd, make it a great day today, sir.
Thanks, John. Have a great day yourself.
Thank you very much. All right.
Pretty interesting. I nailed it like a gymnast, man. It was like a 10. I called for higher grains, and we had higher grains, and it all looked pretty good. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will return and get back and clean up some of those stocks that we were looking at earlier. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're having some fun and listening to me bitch and chirp and do my thing. Let's go back to that right now. We're in the middle of looking at some of the stocks. And of course, we called Apple a sale and Amba buy. So far, so good. And Amazon a sale. So here we go. Let's go back to it right now.
Apache, Alpha Papa Alpha. And we thought you could buy it. And of course, we're right where we were. I think this is probably a reasonable buy right around here still. Nothing really happened to change my mind. In fact, it probably got what I would consider a little bit stronger because we've now made, you know, that rounding bottom that I like. So certainly I could see an opportunity here now to be a buyer. And again, I would not be overly aggressive here, but certainly, you know, I might look at selling some put spreads. You know, you could buy the stock if you want, depending on what you trade. I think it's a reasonable trade here. I think it's a reasonable opportunity. Baba, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. So we want to be a seller at 175. Okay, we never really made it back there. The action was fairly interesting. I would look to be a seller at 175 again as well. I think I'm not looking to be a buyer until we get down to about 160. I think this is a good trade. If you can get that price, I think that's a solid trade. And what I'm going to try to do as well is kind of summarize it up, the ones I think are best, because I do give you levels and everything, and it's obviously hard to choose. But I think that's a great sale at 175 if it gets there. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Papa. And we said you could buy it at 42, and look what happened. Buy it, boom, it's 44. Now, again, it's not, you know, that we're geniuses. It's really we're just playing off the overall market. Now, here we're up at around the 44, 45 level. You probably want to look to, you know, if you got in to take some profit here, at least tighten up your stops. I think that you're now in a position to take a potential short position, all right? And I would look to be a seller at about 45. Bubby, I have to ask yourself two questions. How you can donate, anybody that is clearing down the revolver, remember, NAFTA loan, let's have the exit. Okay. All right. I'm with you. I got no problem. I'm not going to comment. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Okay. I would just say that we don't agree, but that's all cool. That's the beauty about being an American. Foxtrot Bravo. Okay. And I thought you could maybe take a chance and sell 169. And of course it popped up to 172. Now this is a pretty key area as to what happens right here. Okay. Are we able to go through this, or is it going to break from here? And I don't think we can make that determination right now. I think that this is one of the ones that was more affected by the lighter volume. I'd rather watch this. I'm going to call this neutral, although I'm leaning to wanting to sell it. Okay. I'm not saying that it is a sale yet. I'm leaning that way, but I'd like to see some more action this week. I'm not real hepped up or wild about anything. Okay. Okay. Golf Delta X-ray. And we thought we wanted to be a buyer right around 24, which we saw. And again, this isn't going to be one that's going to be like, oh my God, it's going to the moon. It's one that is, it starts to churn higher, and it's been fairly well. This is one that has actually played okay through options because the vol is so low that you could actually, this is one which I typically don't use, but I would surrogate, you can surrogate some stock ownership by buying some options because you can almost buy them at parity. But again, it's more of a grinder stock. I think it still looks good. I would look for probably 25 to fail, but I will not be selling it. I'll be looking to be a buyer back at like 24.50 again. I look for this to start to continue to climb higher. Gilead, big deal, big sale. And of course we now this is one that you should have never traded from the short side, but you could have. And again, I never fault you for doing that, but you know, we had a potential sale at 78, but of course we never came to 78. We blew through it like a hot knife through butter. So there was no reason to get involved. Okay. So now what? Well, you know, under normal circumstances, I might be looking for a spot to actually maybe want to sell it. But right now, again, I know there's news here. I would look at this at the 90 level if it got there soon. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on here, and because of the lack of action and the lack of market volatility, I'm going to go ahead and call it neutral. But we're going to watch it around 90. Gold, Gulf Lima Delta. Okay, so we're looking at the 126 level to potentially short it, and here we are. I think that's probably a fairly reasonable opportunity. I am not telling you to step in here. I would prefer not to. As you know, I'm not really looking to short gold. I might short if it blows up again. But again, I'm going to predict that we might be lower in gold by tomorrow morning. I think that there's, if this is truly driven by fear, I think it'll be a little bit lower by morning. I think all the hurricane activity makes energy stocks tricky to trade. Oh, I don't think so. I think that's got nothing to do with it, to be honest with you. Again, one of the things that we have to understand, and this is where I think people get confused with the news, okay? We get so concerned about news and what's going on, and one of you, and I congratulate you for it, you immediately saw RBOB Gasoline, and you said, I'm selling it here. And of course, it's not like a $20,000 winner because it has done nothing but go down since the peak. Markets are too smart to not already price those things in. You're not going to catch something unless there's a major emergency that was not expected. But in today's world, I would not get into that. That's just my take of it all. IWM, well, no, Google. We're missing a lot of stuff here, Chops. What happened? right, Google. All right, Google, I know that I said that we're looking at 940 to 950 to sell it. Here we are at 950. Again, I think that you're probably at a pretty good level, but again, I'm more certain, and I like the Amazon trade better right now than I like this, but certainly I would look at it, but I'd probably sit it out and be more neutral. Again, it's another short week. You know, tomorrow's already Tuesday with no market trading today. Okay, SPY less than 240 by year end. That at CAT re-impact of Harvey? It could be. I mean, gold is nothing. I said you might want to take a look at it at 126 to sell it, but again, we're not. I'm not really interested in selling it.
And of course, you know, this is what we look for, and you're always trying to identify levels. And I would say that the overall market is in one big sweeping level. So that's one of the things that you have to make sure that you understand. And you have to remember that today's show is brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress people. It's CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show to save $50. Again, CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And starting on Monday, we will have the Bubba's Bottom Line. Will be a quick market recap every single day, available at BubbaTrading.com. And the moment you've all been waiting for, my pick for the football game tonight. Typically, I don't play many favorites, but I'm going to have to play New England tonight. Because I think Kansas City is not very good, and they'll be starting a rookie running back. So we're going to go with New England and lay the wood. Eesh, I hate that. But in the meantime, this has been The Bubba Show. And of course, always glad that you could spend some time with me. I enjoy bringing you the best information, I think, in the business. And of course, bringing it to you straight up and honest, just as I see it. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. I appreciate everybody being here. Thank you so much. And of course, this is The Bubba Show. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Friday. Everybody have a great day, a great night, and we will see you back here at The Bubba Show tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.